Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Monday morning, February 5th. The government bridge had been expected to close this week for repairs, but the work has been postponed until further notice. The Army Garrison announced the change in plans on Friday. The Bettendorf City Council may offer early retirement incentives to a group of employees. City Administrator Decker Plain says revenue has come in lower than forecast. It's down $1.2 million.
We had a decrease in our sales tax revenue estimates. The rollback went down versus up this year. We had expected it to go up. Our revalues were not as robust as we thought they would be. Our gaming revenue, we forecasted that a little more generous than it's appearing to come in. So there's a number of revenue factors here that since the first of the year all looked at as kind of bleak.
Nearly 30 employees would be eligible if Bettendorf aldermen decide to offer the early retirement program. Plain said they must be 60 or older with at least 10 years working for the city. If the city doesn't save enough money through the early retirement program, he says the council will have to decide whether to raise the tax levy or eliminate jobs. Customers across Illinois could see lower utility bills as early as next month. Sam Dunklaw reports the state's regulatory body has ordered Illinois companies to slash their rates.
Thanks to the new federal tax bill, which lowered the corporate income rate, nearly two dozen Illinois utilities stand to save a lot of money. So much money, in fact, that the Illinois Commerce Commission wants to make sure their customers share in the windfall. ICC spokesman Vicki Crawford says big power companies like ComEd and Ameren have a little under a month to lower their rates.
And, you know, wherever possible, pass that savings along to the customers. And if they can't, then they have to come back to the commission and explain why.
Smaller utilities might be unable to cut what they charge customers, but both ComEd and Ameren have already confirmed they'll pass along savings. They say it could mean as much as $3 savings on monthly bills for those who use their service. I'm Sam Dunklaw.
Illinois state climatologist said January weather was colder and drier than normal in the state without much snow. State climatologist Jim Angel said Friday the statewide average temperature last month was 24.1 degrees, 2.3 degrees below normal. Statewide average precipitation during January was 1.3 inches, about 3/4 of an inch below normal. The National Weather Service outlook for February forecasts increased chances of colder than normal conditions in the northern half of Illinois, and the National Weather Service is predicting up to 5 inches of snow today in the Quad Cities. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.